At least five North Island iwi will be severely affected by new restrictions to protect endangered dolphins. The new rules will, from October, extend areas where set netting and trawling is illegal. And there are concerns that could undermine the Crown's obligation to protect Māori fisheries under the Treaty of Waitangi. Te Anawa Hurahangi Nui reports.
There are only about 63 Māui dolphins left in the world, and they can be found on the west coast of the North Island. Maru Samuels, the general manager of the Iwi Collective Partnership, which represents 20 iwi-owned fisheries companies, says he understands that they are an endangered species. But now livelihoods are on the line.
We have five iwi from down that area, from the Taranaki Whanganui region, and they will all be affected. Some of their quota can only be caught from their backyard, which is the very area that's now, you know, subject to these changes. If any of their people are employed in that sector, you know, so it's kind of a double whammy.
Māori had a long history of commercial fishing before Crown legislation slowly dispossessed them of their customary practices at sea. To compensate Māori for that loss, the Crown agreed to give them 10% of all existing quota under the 1989 Māori Fisheries Act and later 20% of the commercial fishing quota for new species. But the chief executive for the Māori Fishing Authority, Te Ohu Kaimoana, Dion Tuta, says new restrictions on the west coast of the North Island and other areas in the South Island will clearly undermine the settlement.
But a consequence of removing set netting as a tool to catch a particular species of fish is that you lose access to that fish. Therefore, the asset that was returned to you as part of your treaty settlement has now been effectively taken away from you.
And he says it's not just going to affect iwi surrounding the areas where the new restrictions will apply.
Iwi are either affected directly through losing access to their fishing grounds, or they're affected by the potential movement of fishing effort from the west coast over to the east coast, for instance, putting more pressure on local stocks. So this has the potential to affect iwi all around the country.
The Fisheries Minister, Stuart Nash, says he received thousands of submissions from people supporting efforts to save the vulnerable Māui and Hector dolphins, including from Māori. He says he engaged with Te Ohu Kaimoana, iwi and Māori fishermen during the process, and he's confident the new restrictions don't impede on the settlement.
The very strong advice I've got is that the changes actually do uphold the durability of the 1992 Deeda settlement. So I don't believe that this does in any way, shape or form water that down or certainly breach it.
Mr Nash says he's also set up a transition plan, including a payment to help fishermen take up new fishing methods and further financial support for those who will lose their business. But Dion Tuta says the government needs to find new technology or develop a clearer transition plan where fishing can continue in the affected areas in a safe way. He says if that doesn't happen, jobs will go.
There is a young Māori fisherman that I know. He's been fishing for 20 years and he effectively will receive no transition assistance. There is another young guy, running his own business. These measures will put him out of business.
The government has yet to announce the details of a further support package. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, Hurihanga Nui, aho.